Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
All right, so I'm ready to eat. We sit down. She puts down two bowls of oatmeal because we just got a rice cooker. And so now we get to just make the best oatmeal ever, right? And I'm about to take a bite when I look over at her oatmeal and it is swimming in milk. And I got to tell you, but I joked about this on social media. My gag reflex is almost kicked in. It was just like, whoa.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on Threads and I was like, okay.
But you know what?
I put that milk in my oatmeal every day. So I'm Team Cecily.
Oh,
I use
my
oat
God.
Milk.
Oat milk. Why? That's so redundant. That's just like,
It makes it creamier. What do you
no.
want to dry ass oats?
No,
whatever.
No, you're wrong. But this is a very divisive thing. There are people that like, they have strong opinions about this.
Milk or no milk?
Yes.
Anyhow.
All right. Well, let's get into the podcast. Welcome, everybody. Let's start with the huddle. What's something that you haven't shared with me yet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have shared it with you, obviously, but the Project Management for Humans book club went live this week or for sale. So it's basically a 12-week cohort, so to speak, where I will be taking folks, a small group of project managers, up to 10, 12 people. We'll have weekly sessions where we'll cover a chapter of the book. And then I've got a combination of workshop exercises, brief presentations, and really like discussions lined up for each session. So I'm excited. I am piloting it, this concept, with the digital project manager, and their members get it for a pretty low price. So I'm pretty excited. That's it. Project Management for Humans book club.
And that's you're not giving enough detail though. This is the quintessential project management book out there. Like, so
sure.
Yes.
The
this
number
is a
one
classic.
Best-selling Amazon book.
Yes. There you go. But I mean, it's a textbook thing in college, right? Like,
yeah.
This is a, so let's like, don't downplay it. Like, this is a good book for people who haven't read it yet.
I wrote a real book, Greg. A
I
real
know.
Book.
And the foreword is amazing.
Yeah, it
so,
is. It's brilliant.
All right. For me, I have yet to share with you that I just put on the finishing touches to the templates for the Team Mingle report. So
yay.
Everybody's going to be hearing us talk about Team Mingle, Team Mingle, Team Mingle. We're going to talk about this even a little bit later, but we've got a new service that's we're about ready to launch, and we've got a full diagnostic with the report, and I just finished the design. I know you've been waiting on that for a while.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have a couple of teams to deliver that to in the next couple of weeks, so we got to get on it.
Yes, we do.
Cool. All right. You basically already gave away the review, but what are we talking about today? I think it's your article, right?
Yeah, it's the article I posted on sameteampartners.com. And it's basically my introduction to the Team Mingle system, right? The, like, what is this thing and what is it meant to do? And so you would ask me to kind of, you know, come up with like, why did I think about this? So, you know, how did I come up with it and why? And so I did. I didn't get into a bunch of case studies, which I could go on and on and on about. But, you know, essentially, when I've inherited teams, and I know you've been the same way, there are a lot of problems. I wouldn't say that. Teams have problems. They also have challenges. And they also have situations, right? Like, not everything has to be a problem. But there are things that are having an impact on the work they do, how they get it done, their relationships within the company, with other teams, with each other. There's just a lot going on, right? You get 4 or 5 people together, it's all you need for there to be drama of some kind. And I've seen a lot of leaders when they inherit teams, especially, or even when they build them and they get to know them, that a lot of folks tend to focus on the work. And I understand that that's primarily like what you probably should be because you got to get things done, even if people aren't best friends or they're just not getting together or getting along, you still have to get the work done. But there's a lot of things that happen kind of in that invisible soft skill area that has a huge impact. And it doesn't take very much, to look into those issues, those situations, those challenges and problems. And it's amazing to me how little work actually has to be done there to make really big improvements on the team's ability to do their job and their skills, their performance, like all of it, right? It has almost like a multiplier, a big butterfly effect. And so the introduction, the team angle is a diagnostic tool that we've come up with, where we put everybody in the team through the same series of questions. And then with the help of our amazing data engineering help that we have a way to take that data and analyze it to see where there's discrepancies between not just people, but practices, job role, level of job. Like we have a way to kind of to look at that data to give us the insights to see where those little problems are likely occurring that if you just went in and talked to the team, you wouldn't be able to see. It wouldn't just be in front of you. It wouldn't be as glaring, maybe as other issues.
Yeah, I think when I've been talking to people about this, I kind of have been describing the team angle as almost a heat map on your team. So we can basically gather all of this data on your practices in the areas of communication, collaboration, and culture. We can relate that data in different ways to see how hybrid, in-person, and remote teams, team members are doing and feeling in those areas. We can look at job roles and see how people are doing in those areas and kind of like the benchmarks that we've set. But essentially, the data is going to give you a heat map of where there are potential issues, underlying issues. And I think it's the kind of thing that they're not issues that you ne necessarily might see right away, right? Like some things might cause friction or issues, and you can see them right in front of you. But I think what TeamAngle does is provide you a bird's eye view of maybe where there might be problems, where you want to kind of dive in and inspect a little bit more. And I think at the same time, the diagnostic, we're saying, like, hey, these are some problems that your team might have based on responses from your team. These are things that might be impacts or things that are going wrong in your team. And these are solutions that we think that you can roll out to start really correcting those things. But we also have more within TeamAngle to offer people right after the diagnostic. Like we've got workshops lined up where we can help teams really kind of gain alignment on communication, collaboration, and culture, where we're actually building playbooks for them. We've got an All-Stars program where we're essentially coaching as well as workshopping with teams so that, if they want to work with us for a full year to really like continue to level up, we can do that. But then we also have the conversation cards, which we've been working on forever and have been talking about on the High Five. And I'm really excited to launch those in a few weeks too. So
It
it's a
really is
big
our
introduction.
it is. Well, this is our platform, right?
It
Like
is. It
we've
is.
got and it all focuses on those three, what do you want to call them, sides to your triangle, your team angle, the pyramid, like however we land on a metaphor.
Our corny name.
yes. But it as you know, and I think we still have a lot of stories to tell about this, is these things have very real impacts on people's ability to do their job, to feel good about the work they're doing, to interact with others, both in the team and with other whether groups, so their departments. And unlike a pulse survey, and there's a lot of different flavors of pulse surveys, but this is focused on team interaction, right? Yeah. Like what's happening on the team, not necessarily how the team feels about the company or even feels about their job. It's all about their perspective on how the team is gelling or maybe not, right?
Yep.
And it's not a gotcha. And I do want to emphasize that it's not just a, we don't just point out the problems, but it's like, here are the problem, potential problem areas. Brett, like you said, here's potential solutions. In other words, here are things you can go do, whether you do them with us or not.
Yeah.
Right. We're not just leaving you to be like, we've exposed all your dirty laundry. Good luck. Right. No. There's a plan for action.
Yeah. So I want to take it back because the reason I asked you to write the article on the blog is because I don't know if you remember, but in our war room, so for everybody's listening, we have a war room in Figma where like basically all of our business ideas and really brainstorms, everything is there. And there's a section called Team Angle. There's an article called The Unimagined Orange and New Frontiers of Management. That you reference where there's kind of this triangle and you created a triangle and it basically has collaboration, culture, and communication on each side. And under collaboration, there's RACI, frameworks and governance. For culture, there's trust, relationships, and diversity. And for communication, there's transparency, inclusivity, and fundamentals. And that was just like the base idea of like, hey, there's this concept over here. I think we can do something. Let's think about and talk about teams and how they operate within those three areas. And then that blew basically into, well, I think it was the card deck idea first that then we were like, wait, we could do this as a diagnostic. Like, this is a great way of measuring a team in these three areas. And then it just like kind of snowballed from there. And now we have this product. Like, we have a product that we're ready to ship. It's actually multiple products, but like framework with multiple products. I'm pretty excited. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, like you say, we've been talking about things for a while. I think we both underestimated how much time it would take to really get this working, you know, even like on the data side, where we have something that's, you know, replicable. And also, too, I want to say this is agnostic to culture. Like, we don't come in saying this is the culture you should have. That's not what this is about. This is, here are problem potential areas where people may not be aligned. Therefore, there's friction. Now, according to your culture, or let us help you co-create a better culture from the work you do here. But in no way do we have a team angle or even like a same team partners, thou shalt communicate like this or thou shalt
Hell
do
no.
this in this way.
Yeah,
now,
that's
this is
not us.
All of, No, it's all about your company, your culture, and doing what we can do to make improvements there.
Yep. Yeah, we're not
I'm
selling
excited.
EOS or Agile or any of those things. We're selling a diagnostic to figure out where some problems are and then ways to have you have conversations about those problems and to solve those problems and turn them into successes.
Yeah. And we have so much to say about this, so much content. This blog post has been like almost, I feel like, a year in the making of posting that a couple days ago. So I'm excited.
It's been a journey here at Same Team Partners, and I'm excited with what we're about to launch next week.
Yes.
So speaking of, let's get into the ask, right? So
the
ask this week is to go to sameteampartners.com, click on the subscribe button, and enter your email address so that we can let you know when Team Angle comes out on October 8th and then all of the other things that are coming out of it on top of a newsletter and then notifications of new content that we're publishing. So please do it.
Yes.
Cool.
So let's get into the hit list. What have you brought this week?
I feel like I add a new like kind
category?
Of like a category to the hit list every week. Last week was attending. This week, it's speaking. So I'm speaking at the Digital PM Summit on October 14th. Spoiler alert, I am going to be talking about the team angle and I'm going to be talking about evaluating process. But that's October 14th in Austin, Texas. It's also
And
the conference that we started, and it's the first time I'm just like showing up as a speaker. I love it.
yeah, that's actually not only is it we hosted on this day in
That's
Austin
right.
10 years
10 years
ago.
ago. 10 years
10 years
ago.
ago was the
The
second
second one. Yep, the second
DPM
one.
Summit in the Hyatt on the other side
Yep.
of the river, south side of the river. Wow.
Yep.
That just hit my brain. Wow.
So I'll be there on the 14th. Come and see me.
Okay. And you also be wearing new same team
Oh
merchandise
yeah,
too, right?
same team
You've got
swag.
your t-shirts.
Yes, sir.
So sameteampartners.com/store.
Yep.
Okay. So my first thing for the hit list is a song that came across my radar from a band called Junior Varsity in Southern California. The song's called Cross the Street. These guys are new to me, but they bring off this kind of like TV on the radio slash postal service vibe.
Okay.
And I'm hoping they're working on a full album, but I love this song. And, it just, I think we should create like a quarterly playlist.
Yes.
We need to be collecting these songs and just have like the same, the high five quarterly playlist. Because I would love if we would collect these things and add to them.
Yeah, love that
And
idea.
anyway, Junior Varsity, check it out.
Cool. My next is Why Gaming is Good for the Workplace on HBR. Found this really interesting. Just like interesting read about how gaming can kind of impact creativity, critical thinking, all of those types of things.
Oh, are
And
you
I
talking about
also,
like Dungeons and Dragons?
well, so Dungeons and Dragons is noted, and I actually last week met a guy who plays Dungeons and Dragons with teams, like as a consultant, that's his job.
Really?
Yeah, seems super cool. Yep.
Dude, I did, like just tangentially, again, I could find the article. They talked about how therapy, there's therapists who are recommending playing these games to help people with their interpersonal relationships and right? So
Yep.
I'm gonna have to check.
Interesting.
That's an interesting article. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yep. Check it out.
I
How
will.
about
And
you?
maybe we
What's your
can
last?
now we just need a dungeon master so we can have same team partners.
I've never played Dungeons and Dragons.
I have not played Dungeon and Dragon either.
It's just not my flavor of nerd.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, my last one is a delightful television program called Bad Bunky. It's on Apple TV. If you like dark humor, to me it's like smart humor, dry humor, whatever, dark humor. Like Get Shorty. If you liked the movie Get Shorty, Bad Monkey is going to be right up your alley. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Smart writing.
All right,
All right.
let's move into the high five. What are we high fiving this week?
I'm having high fiving because I did a lot of writing. Some of the writing hasn't been published yet, but I've been tickling the keys in a different way.
As you do.
Yes, and it feels good to be back in that saddle and doing more of it.
Yeah, I'm excited about what's to come. My
How
high
about
five
you?
is similar, content marketing. So suddenly we've, watched some videos, talked to some people, we're doing marketing. Never have done it. I keep saying it to people like 15 years working kind of like independently, never have done any content marketing. And basically, because I haven't had the time or the interest, but now I'm like kind of excited about it and have a little bit of time. So let's just hope we can keep going.
Yes. High five to
High
that.
five. All
All
right. Well,
right.
have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and send them a review. Thank you.